Up next is Despicable.
I can't believe what you said to me last night when we were alone. You threw your hands up, baby, you gave up, you gave up. I can't believe how you looked at me with your J-Lo cold eyes, in your tight jeans, with your long hair, and your cigarette-stained lies. Could we fix you if you broke? And is your punchline just a joke? I'll never talk again. Oh, girl, you've left me speechless. You've left me speechless, so speechless. I can't believe how you slurred at me with your half-fired broken jaw. You popped my heart seat, all my bubble dreams, bubble dreams. I can't believe how you looked at me with your Johnny Walker eyes. He's gonna get you, and after he's through, there's gonna be no love left to write. And I know that it's complicated, but I'm a loser in love, so baby, raise a glass to mend all the broken hearts of all my wrecked up friends. And I'll never talk again. Oh, girl, you've left me speechless. You've left me speechless, so speechless. And I'll never love again. Oh, girl, you've left me speechless. You've left me speechless, so speechless. And after all the dreams and bars that we've been to, would you give it all up? Would you give it all up for you? And after all the boys and girls that we've been through,
would you give it all up? Would you give it all up if I promise, girls, to you? I'll never talk again, and I'll never love again.
I'll never write a song, won't even sing along. I'll never love again.
All right, that was Despicable with Speechless. Rochelle.
Yes.
What'd you think?
This was not my favorite thing that I've heard from you or that I've heard tonight. I felt that, like, on some of the longer, like, moments in the verses, like the drawn out parts, it fell kind of flat emotionally. Like, I wish there had been a little bit more. There was one part that made me kind of laugh a little bit when you said, if I promise girls.
I have that too.
You? And I was like, is he promising girls to
you? It made me happy. He's not a one girl kind of guy.
So I thought that was funny. But then, like, there were some parts that were really good. Like, I really liked the Give It All Up part. And there was a couple parts, places where you did harmonies that weren't really good. But then there were some parts that were really good. So, I don't know. I had mixed emotions on this. Like, I thought in some places the emotion was really good. And then in other places it was, like, flat.
I could tell when it got to the bridge that you didn't know the song as well as probably...
Yeah.
But... Not taking the emotion into account and not taking the bridge into account, as far as strictly singing, I think this is the best I've heard you. And it was cool to hear something new. And with public voting this week, if it does come to you in the bottom two, I think it's good that you did a more mainstream song. I liked it for you vocally. I think I wish you had put more energy into it and emotion. What do you think, beloved?
I have basically the same thing you guys did. On a positive note, though, I think in certain areas of the song, you had really nice control, especially in those higher notes. And I really like your vibrato. It's really nice, and you do have nice phrasing. But definitely the emotion was lacking, and there were parts where the intonation in the harmony was off. But I didn't think this was terrible. I liked it.
It was cool that he showed off so many different aspects of his voice, though. Like, he went into falsetto. He did a lot of different things, which I thought was cool. It was like a variety pack.
That last note was really
despicable
awesome,
despicable variety pack.
Turtle?
I just wish you had, like, time to clean this up. Like, I think if you'd cleaned it up more and you'd been able to push, like, your emotions...
It sounds like you're talking about giving birth.
It would have been a lot better.
Push, clean it up, smack down the ass.
What do you say after that?
What's up next? God.
Not done.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There was this one part that, like, he did a run. I think it was almost towards the bridge, and his voice sounded a lot like Dizzy's.
That's a compliment, by the way, coming from Turtle.
Did you guys hear it?
I didn't. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
It's like when he was fading off from a run. Forgot the word. But I like the creative stuff that he did, and I was like, I trusted him to do like a really interesting cover with the song because the music he listens to. So,
all right, who's up next?
Heaven.
What is Heaven doing?
Oh, I almost forgot the title of the song. It's by AJ Raphael.
Did you pick it?
Yes.
What is it?
It's called Without You.
Heaven, are you there?
Yes. He's there.
Did you like the song?
What do you mean, like the original song or me singing it?
Did you enjoy the song itself? Did you enjoy singing the song?
No, I did not enjoy singing the song one bit.
Is it called Without You because Farrah was busy this week?
Yes, totally. That's the only reason I picked this song.
Okay, wow. Did you think... what was it like working with Turtle this week? Was it good?
Yes, the 20 or so minutes I worked with her today was absolutely fantastic.
Well, that's more than you worked with Fated Phantom on the entire acted season.
No comment.
Okay, let's listen. We can push play now.
Pocket full of tears, baby, no, I'm here. I'm here waiting. Close your precious eyes and just realize I'm still fighting. For you to be with me and sit under this tree, we can watch the sunrise. We can watch the sunrise. Wake up, feel the air that I'm breathing. I can't explain this feeling that I'm feeling. I won't go another day without you.
know it feels like no one's around, but baby, you're wrong. Just get rid of the fear, promise that I'm here, I'll never be gone. So baby, come with me and we can fly away, we can watch the stars shine. And baby, you can be my love. Wake up, feel the air that I'm breathing. I can't explain this feeling that I'm feeling. I won't go another day without you. Hold on, I promise it gets brighter. And when it rains, I'll hold you even tighter. I won't go another day without you. And this is me tonight. No more games and no more lies. And I know it's right, 'cause of the way you look into my eyes. And when I hold you tight, the worries disappear. I'm glad you're in my life. Wake up, feel the air that I'm breathing. I can't explain this feeling that I'm feeling. I won't go another day without you. Hold on, I promise it gets brighter. And when it rains, I'll hold you even tighter. I won't go another day without you.
That was Heaven Incarnate. Beloved.
I liked that. I thought it was good for your voice. There were a couple parts that were a tiny, tiny bit sharp or flat, but I thought this was good for you. I liked it.
I've never heard this song, but Heaven, you get better every time I hear you, and this style of song for me really works for you. I thought you sounded great on that chorus and great on the verse. And I say watch out, contestants, on the upcoming fall season of shows at VH, because Heaven is going to be a serious contender if he enters them. Rochelle?
Yeah, I loved this a lot. I thought his emotion was really good. I really, really, really liked this. I think there was a little bit of, like, nasaliness in some parts, but overall his tone was really great and it fit his voice so well. I was a big fan of this. I think
there's
he's
a little
crazy.
Bit of nasaliness in some parts of your critique, Rochelle.
I see how it is. I'm just going to talk like this for the rest of the night.
Look what you did,
keep
Dylan.
Nasal. I'm going to
doesn't
talk
sound
like
that different from her normal voice.
Oh, you're an asshole.
Do you have anything else? Go ahead, Rochelle.
That was it. I'm done.
Okay, Turner.
Heaven Incarnate has, like, he has confidence issues with his singing, which I think it's because he hasn't sung enough songs.
Yeah, I agree. Like,
because he's a lot better than he think he is.
This is a stupid, this is probably going to make me sound old, but I once heard a story about Jon Bon Jovi, right? And, like, he was always afraid to, like, belt and sing out. And, like, that's what he's known for now. But then one producer, like, made him do it. And, like, that's, like, all. Like, he used to be really. I don't know. I feel like that was a horrible story. But I feel like Heaven, if he just has the confidence, he's going to be amazing. That's all he's missing right now. He has the tools.
Yeah. I mean,
he don't know how to use them. Or he does.
No, he knows.
He doesn't believe that he can use them.
He doesn't believe he can use them well.
But he can.
Yeah.
He knows what to do.
Oh, man.
I just think he just needs more experience and more, like, recording more songs, and he'll feel more comfortable.
I'm going to just say it. Best black person of the night so far. Turtle, we come to a difficult time now. You have to shoot two of your children. You're not shooting them dead.
Okay.
You're just kind of tranquilizing them.
No, okay. Here's my metaphor for this.
Okay.
It's like I'm taking my children out to the woods. I'm taking all six of them, but then I'm leaving two of them. And then two of them are going to be left with the wolves. And
you're
going
to be a great mother.
And then one of them is going to come back alive. And the other one that dies is the one that gets eliminated.
This is a new It show coming out for the fall season. So why don't you one by one say who you're not, who you're saving this week? So who's your up first to save, Turtle?
I would say Nani.
Nani? Why Nani?
Because I loved her submission. I'm probably going to put it on my iPod.
All right. So Nani is not going to the bottom two. Who else?
Farah.
Farah. Why Farah?
Sorry. I keep forgetting.
That's okay.
Because she has a really nice tone, and I just need to think about whether or not she needs to get out of, like, one genre and try other styles.
Beloved, I can hear you typing.
Sorry.
The critique I gave, the thing I told Rochelle, applies to you too.
I'm sorry.
I'm used to using my actual mic. Right now I'm just using my laptop, so I forgot. Sorry.
Okay. I'm just messing with you. Turtle, who's third at your saving?
Heaven Incarnate.
Oh!
He was great, but he doesn't think he was, so...
I'm happy about that one.
He will not be battling wolves.
Which
is good, because dogs don't like black people. Like, they always bark.
Wow.
Never mind. That was a little too far. Go ahead. last one, Turtle.
So, left I have Princess Clary, Despicable, and Sukono.
This is a tough one.
Yeah. Three of them have, like, way different things they need to work on.
Yeah. So who are you saving?
I think I'm going to save Princess Clary.
Okay, just Princess Clary.
Her performance was better, but she, like, I still want to hear from her grow emotionally.
Sukono and Despicable up for voting this week. You can't vote now. I'll tell you how to vote at the end of the show. But one of them will not be here next week. One of them will have survived the wolves. We'll see what happens. Yes, contestants can vote.